Well, joining us, singer-songwriter, and it's Tom Bleasby. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm really good, how are you?
I'm doing so, so well. It's a bit early, but I don't really function until about 1 PM, so you
really?
Have to bear with me, actually.
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. Welcome to the world of a breakfast DJ.
Pleasure to be here. No,
it's great to have you in.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, because it was a, let's talk about how people first found out about you, Tom, because you did this rather spectacular thing with Jesse J. Just tell us how that sort of came about.
Well,
what
it's
happened.
Actually approaching a year now since I did that.
Is it really?
Yeah,
a year?
Been nearly a year. It's
wow.
Incredible. But it's the initial video that went viral was a video duet of her single Flashlight on the Smule Sing app. She sang her part, I sang mine. I uploaded it to Facebook and YouTube, and 60 million views later.
Is that how many got? 60
totally,
million?
When you collect what was on YouTube and Facebook, yeah, it's incredible.
Good Lord.
Just blew me away. I didn't think it was that good, actually. Actually, once I'd recorded it, I actually thought it was pretty average.
Really?
I thought, you know, I've recorded so many of the better things. Why hasn't that gone viral? You know, I think it's just because she was in the video. That
yeah.
was the reason it went viral. Not so much my talents.
Well, I don't know. I think your talents helped, though, really, because you saw her reaction to this guy who, when you saw you and then you heard the voice, you weren't expecting that voice to come out of that face.
It's a very strange instrument. It's a very strange instrument. Nobody expects it. And that's what I love about performing live is it's the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to expect me to come on and sing, I'm thinking out loud. You know where they've been? Then I'm like, hey! Excuse us off for it's early in the morning, but
that's pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, early, good for me in the morning. Ask me to do it at 5 PM in the afternoon, and God, it'd be so much better. Really will be.
How quickly did that video become massive? Because it's difficult to someone that hasn't had a viral mm-hmm. video doesn't really understand how quickly something like that can spread.
It took about a week to hit 1 million views. So that's
wow,
incredible, yeah.
That's madness, isn't it? Really.
And after that, the subsequent weeks, it was going up by 1 million.
Every week a million.
It's slowed down since then, but for the first month, every week it went up by 1 million.
That's amazing,
phenomenal.
Isn't it?
And then I got on the Ellen DeGeneres show because of it, so the biggest talk show in the world. So.
But that's what I was going to ask, because, like, you know, after one video like that, so many opportunities seem to sort of present yourself. And was that one of the first ones that came up? Was the Ellen show?
Yeah, they contacted me before I even went on The X Factor.
Wow.
They contacted me and said, we'd love to talk about the idea of you coming on the show. You know, there was never any mention of Jesse J coming in and singing with me.
Right.
They just wanted me to go on the show and sing and talk about the video. And so that was never really confirmed until about, I think it was August, but they initially approached me in May, and I hadn't been to, I was in The X Factor in July, so everyone thinks because I was on The X Factor, that's where I got into the Ellen DeGeneres show. It was not the case.
It was the other way around.
Ellen became before The X Factor, so.
Interesting. So what was that whole experience like going over and on the Ellen show?
Phenomenal,
like?
And they treated me so well. They took me in, you know, flew first class, and a limousine
really?
Went at the airport, and I was straight to first class hotel. It was just the Americans really do know how to treat people well, you know. I think it's probably because the show's got such a big budget that they were able to to splash on expensive things, but you know, I felt so privileged and so honored to do that, you know. And it really did help my career in the United States. Since then I've supported Jason Derulo in San Francisco, and the American fans are literally, apart from the British fans, I love the British fans, but the American fans really are very, very loyal, and because of that experience, have stuck with me since. So, very honoured.
Cool. That's pretty
I'm blessed
cool.
to have that kind of thing in my life, you know, a relationship between the fans and the artist. I think it's very important, and I tweeted about it the other day that I don't think enough artists, even big stars, are appreciative of the fans.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time they're a little bit above themselves. If I take, for example, I don't want to mention any names, but there's a few people, Kanye West, who go around and.
Not mentioning any names, Kanye West.
Who, are almost so self-involved in what they've become.
Well, yeah, that's
in terms
true.
Of, and to be, they have achieved incredible things. You know, they've won many awards, they've sold many albums. But if you become so self-involved and you believe the hype about yourself,
yeah,
that's when it gets dangerous, and when you become disconnected from the fans and the music.
How did the X Factor all come about? Because I mean, I sort of watched last year, but I sort of I was half watching, half not. Well, I think like most of the nation, I think I was sort of half watching it. Really, so how did that all come about?
Well, that was probably because of the video as well. The producers contacted me.
Oh, really?
They did, and they asked me to go and audition for the judges, and I thought, you know, to be honest, I'd watched the show seasons and seasons ago. I hadn't watched it in a few years, and So I thought, well, I could give it a shot, you know. And it, to be honest, it was good exposure, you know. Yeah. A lot of people do watch that show. I know the past season that's just gone wasn't the most impressive they've ever had in terms of viewers and everything
else. True.
You know, it seems to be going slowly, slowly downhill. But the exposure is still massive. And it's a platform for artists to start their career. Maybe I didn't need it at the time. When I think back, could I have just waited until October and gone on Ellen and then worked on the single like I'm doing now? But I don't regret it, to be honest, because it was an incredible experience to be on British television. Some of the people that I met, some of the contacts that I got,
yeah,
you know, and a lot of the people who know me now know me just from that, you know. Not everybody knows me from the Jesse J video.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
true.
So I can't really say that I regret it because I've made new fans from it. And
no such thing as bad publicity.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I appreciate every single person who supported me on the show. It was a difficult decision to leave. It wasn't something I just came up with.
Yeah,
it was something that was brewing for weeks and weeks. You know, the six chair challenge, which was the one where I was taken off the seat and taken
back on.
That was brutal, to say the least.
It looks brutal,
like a fairground ride. You know, this is people's lives and careers.
Scream if you want to go faster.
Yeah. Mr. Simon Cowell at the machine. it was very, very hard to do.
Yeah.
But I think it was the right decision in the end. And, you know, I'm happy today. I'm happy where I am. You know, I'm working on an album for the end of the year, so
it's all good, isn't it? And plus, you've got the X Factor voiceover man going, Tom Bleasby.
Yes. You know, I've actually downloaded that thing and got it for my ringtone.
Nice.
Tom Bleasby.
That's what you need. Let's talk about a new album, new single. Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on.
The debut single is written by two phenomenal writers, Goran Kay and Alan Kay, the two brothers, brother duo in London. And the single's called Half of Me. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's about unrequited love. And so I think a lot of people can relate to that. And you know, I've had so many messages from people saying they've listened to the song and they've connected with it and they've felt something. So, and for me, that's the best kind of music that people can, they remember it because they felt something. They don't remember it because it was a big song. They remember it because it meant something to them. So that's the kind of music I'm interested in making.
Oh, good.
And hopefully by the end of the year I'll have a full album full of great tunes that people can relate to.
Okay, so your new single out at the moment, or is
it's out now? Yeah,
out now. Yeah. When's the album coming out?
We haven't got a date yet, but it'll be towards the end of the year.
Towards the end
of
the year.
I'll come back on and tell you all about
it. Oh, good news! Good news. And what else? What else are you up to over the course of this year? It's all about the single and the album this year now.
Yes, and alongside my other passion, you know, performing live. So
yes, of course.
Plenty of events. Can't wait. I'll be up and down the country. You know, you can check the website out. I'm sure at some point in the next year I'll be in somewhere near you guys, whoever's listening. You know, I'm always up and down Yorkshire.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to Norway at the end of the year. And
oh, very nice.
Yeah, we're just taking every kind of live opportunity we can get because I just love performing for people.
Oh,
and
good.
That's how you make new fans as well, because people discover you from going to events where there's like a whole plethora of different artists on the stage. If you go there and someone hasn't necessarily heard of you, you know, it's one more person who might eventually buy your single.
Exactly.
So keep doing it.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, Tom, website, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's tombleasby.uk, and they can find me on Facebook and Twitter, you know. Drop me a message, drop me a post, and I'll reply because I'm down to earth.
Oh, there we go. Down to earth. We're going to hear the new single now, and it's called?
It's called Half of Me.
Here we go.
I've got nothing left to say, so I'll take my coat and I'll be on my way. I got nothing left to lose, no spirit left to bear the bruise. But I stand tall down at your feet. I won't show you that your words, they make me bleed. You've got it all, I'm incomplete. Never thought we would amount to compromise and deceit. Gonna walk away with half of me. We were never really meant to be. Now I find myself in pieces on the floor. with my back against the wall. I know there ain't no lower places left for me to fall, but I stand tall down at your feet. I won't show you that your words, they make me bleed. You've got it all, I'm incomplete. Never thought we would amount to compromise and deceit. I'm gonna walk away with half of me. We were never really meant to be. Never really meant to be.